This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
One of the most famous texts in all the Bible is found in Revelation chapter 13, verse 14. Speaking of the false prophet, it says, "He has the power to give life unto the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man may buy or sell, save he that has the mark, the name of the beast, or the number of his name." Here is wisdom. "Let him that hath understanding count or calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. Famous text. It's one that Hollywood's butchered. What does the Word of God have to say about it? This is part four of this sermon I preached a little while ago at Island Community Church entitled "The False Prophet." Think about it. Chapter 13, verse 15. Again, let me read this to you. "He has the power to give life." Honestly, did you know before you heard me read this or heard it on this program, did you know that Satan is going to have the power at the end of the age to give life? If you didn't know that, oh, let me encourage you. This message is for you. Remember what it says here. "He deceives those who dwell on the earth by the signs which were granted to him to do." He deceives people. Remember what this means. It's to think that something is something, while something is actually something else. The power of the false prophet at the end of the age is in deception. Him deceiving you, him deceiving your husband, him deceiving your children, him deceiving your friends and families and co-workers. It's deception. He deceives those that dwell on the earth by this. You see, most people, good Christians, most of them had no idea, have no idea, that this man is going to have the ability to give life. Greek word pneuma, the word can mean breath. That's even worse to go with. What image do you get, friend, of someone giving breath to someone and he becomes a living being or a thing or a creature? What image do you get? That goes all the way back to the garden, doesn't it? This is the last part of this message, the false prophet. If you'd like a copy of this, send me an email, paul@wmiefm.com. I'll give it to you for free. Just let me know. Here's this last part of this message now, the false prophet. Notice he causes the great and the rich to receive it. It's no big feat of strength to me to cause poor people to do this. But he causes the great and the rich, meaning your money can't save you. There's no chance to buy your way out of this trouble. Your prestige can't save you. Your family name cannot and will not save you. Your bodyguard can't save you. And, like the Mormons do, you see, someone else can't save you by proxy. Well, this person here is going to take, you know, "I love you, sweetie Kims. I'm going to take your mark for you." That won't work either.
No one else can take it for you, like baptism in Corinth, when they were baptized for the dead. Verse 17. Okay, again, he causes all, small, great, rich, poor, free, and bond, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no man may buy or sell, save he that has the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Notice this is an economic mark. No one can buy, and no one can sell without it. And what is the mark of the beast? I do not know. No, that's how we figure out who the man is. Not the mark itself. What is the mark? I don't know what it is. But the Bible, like Dan just said, gives us a clue on how to determine who the man is. This Antichrist. Next verse, verse 18. Now remember too, these have power to shut heaven so that no rain falls during the days of their prophecy. Now remember, we've gone 3.5 years on the earth with no rain. Hasn't rained for 3.5 years. Here is wisdom, verse 18. Let him who has understanding count or calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. The meaning of this number has been discussed more than any other part of this book. The three sixes have been said to represent many things, including, and I like this understanding, the unholy trinity of Satan, Antichrist, and false prophet. The text also says wisdom is needed to understand this. One translation says, let him who has understanding solve the number. I like that. Solve it. It means get out your pencil, not a pen, with an eraser, a great big eraser, and solve it. When the time comes, you're going to be able to solve this mystery and understand who it is. Otherwise, he wouldn't tell you to do it, right? Not only that, this command is a command. It's in the imperative sense. The word psephisado, calculate it, figure it out. Sit down, get out your pen, and figure it out. People for years have been trying to figure this out. Ronald Wilson Reagan, 666. I know who the Antichrist is. They've done this stuff for years, trying to figure out, add up people's names to see who it is. Well, one poor scribe back here in the first century made a grave error. You see, the scribe knew, erroneously, that Nero was the Antichrist. So the scribe took a man, and Nero's name adds up to 616. 616. So the scribe took out his pen and went over here to the 666, crossed it out, and wrote 616, and then sent out his manuscript. If you have a New King James Bible, you'll see it in the margins of your Bible, where it says, quote, some manuscripts say 616. That came from an overzealous scribe who thought for sure that Nero had to be the Antichrist with all the evil that he was doing. Certainly is a big mistake to change the word of God. He's paying for that. It says on the end of this book, let no one add to it and let no one take away from it. Because if you add to it, God's going to add these plagues onto you and take your part out of the book of life. Big mistake. Like touching the ark when it slips off the cart was a big mistake. Like offering up a profane fire in the sanctuary was a big mistake. So is changing the word of God. Now, because the book of Revelation is filled with symbolism, this number probably is also symbolic. The number 7 is used in the book as a symbol of God's perfection. Now, conversely, the number 6 symbolizes human imperfection. So 666 then symbolizes the number of man, all human beings and their continued imperfection. 3 sixes together, 666, implies a trinity of imperfection, a parody of the number 7. The number symbolizes the worldwide dominion and complete evil of this unholy trinity, which is designed to undo Christ's work and overthrow him. So there you have it. The mission of the unholy trinity. Deception, deception, and deception. All 3 of them. We've looked at this. Revelation 12:9, the great dragon was cast out of heaven. That old serpent who deceiveth the whole world. Antichrist has a mortal head wound that's healed. He deceives everyone by this. False prophet, verse 14, he deceives those that dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do. There you have this ministry. I looked it up earlier this week. The world's population in 2015 is estimated at 7.3 billion people. 7.3 billion. Now, the total amount of people who know what you now know as you walk out of these doors here today, those who will overcome and persevere until the end, I'm afraid, is far, far short of the 7.3 billion. I'm afraid that those who will persevere until the end and will not be deceived is more like the 0.3, not the 7.3. What did Jesus say? He says, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be when I return. How many people were saved in the days of Noah? 8. 4 men and their wives. And that was it. We'll close where we started last week. Matthew 24:24. It says, for false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Then Jesus said this in verse 25. He says, see, I've told you beforehand. So I leave you with these words, church. Once again, you walk out these doors here today loaded for bear. And the world's your oyster. Romans 8:14 says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Let's pray.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.